Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, I'm Guy Raz, and on my show, Wisdom from the Top, I talk with CEOs and business leaders about the toughest challenges of their careers.
There's lots of ways to measure success.
Sometimes a company has to bet against itself.
We wanted to set ourselves apart by having a point of view.
Businesses really impact people's lives in pretty fundamental ways.
On Wisdom from the Top, some of the greatest business leaders of our time share their intimate stories of leadership, innovation, and transformation. Stories you won't hear anywhere else. Check out Wisdom from the Top only on Luminary. Now, back to your show.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
We're Reds Rovers, and I think we just saved you from the Storm Giants.
We're Reds Rovers. I like it.
I'll have another one, please.
A water Genasi, not a cheese Genasi.
I don't care what you are.
It was touch and go.
Don't really understand the whole assignment, I'd be honest with you.
You should have seen your face.
Why am I on a skateboard?
They can see eye to eye with each other.
Oh, hey.
Move over, Stevie, if you don't want to get hit by things.
I mean, if you wake up in the portable hole, you'll know what happened, so.
Well, when you found as much gold and treasure as we have.
And Red elbows him in the stomach.
I mean, as seen as much as we have, because we didn't take any of it, because
it belongs in a museum.
Yes. Museums.
Welcome back to Dice Shame. This is season 2, episode 59, Seek After.
MVP this week is Liz. Liz was nominated by Lita Stray, who says, Liz is an almighty blood wizard slash scientist who brings the incredible power of Dark Lunch to the Dice Shame fan experience. This steadfast nighttime listener is a staple of the Dice Shame live blogging landscape. Liz is totally an MVP. We absolutely agree. Congratulations, Liz. You are this week's MVP.
Congrats, Liz.
All right, should we do this?
Yeah, let's do it. What do you think, Marie? All right, kiddo, let's do it.
So this rock gnome, this little creature, he's about maybe 2.5 feet tall, and he's standing.
He's tiny.
Whoa. Guy. Is that how small rock gnomes are?
It is now. This
two and
guy
a half
is
like...
Yeah, this guy, this is the run to the litter.
You're short.
Okay, well,
even for me.
That's like a 2-year-old.
Holy crap, are you all right?
Hold on, he's like maybe 3.5 feet tall. Don't quote me on that one. He's like, yeah, I'm all right. Thank you. It's really hot in there. Whew.
I can't even imagine. How did you end up in Kaolithica's bag?
How long have you been in there?
It's been a couple weeks, actually.
No.
Oh.
What have you been eating in there?
Yeah.
Well, actually, I can create food and water, so...
Oh.
I'm all right.
You can.
Yeah.
The question still stands. What have you been eating in there?
He produces a grilled cheese sandwich.
Whoa!
Hey.
Wow.
Grilled cheese?
Doran, like, snatches it and eats it.
Red turns around to Jack and Mara, and he's like, you both need to learn this spell right now.
I'm a water Genasi, not a cheese Genasi.
I don't care what you are. You're making these.
This is delicious. I'll have another one, please.
That was my
ration for the day, but I'm really glad you're enjoying
it. Oh, yeah,
sir.
So good.
And what's your name? I'm sorry.
My name is Red. This is my best friend Jack, my best friend Mari, and my best friend Doran.
Hi.
I'm Elster Noggins.
Elsa Noggins?
Elster.
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 Greetings, Elster. We're Red's Rovers, and I think we just saved you from the Storm Giants.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Red's Rovers? When did that come up?
I don't know. I just thought I'd try it out. You kept trying out names for us. This is one I thought of.
Yeah, I kind of like that.
I like it.
Yeah, we're Doran's foursome.
What?
Hold on.
We're having sex with Doran.
Doran's foursome.
This is making things
we're
very...
We're menage a Mari.
The Doran four.
Menage a Mari.
Oh. Yeah, sure. I mean, we're Red's Rovers. I like it. Let's do it.
Red sticks his hand out and shakes this little stone gnome's hand?
Rock gnome, yeah. Whatever. Yeah. I mean, he blends in really well with the surroundings if it weren't for his bright red little jacket that he's got on and some pink trousers.
Rock. No.
Jacket is very handsome in color.
Thank you.
Wow.
Very much. So, listen, I'm from Loudwater. Thank you very much for dispatching the Thane.
Hey.
That I wouldn't have been able to do. In fact, I've just been kind of biding my time. And he looks up at the stalactite behind the four of you.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
That's hanging from the ceiling in kind of a worried manner.
What's up with the stalactite?
Haha, I get it.
Very good, both of you. He looks up at it and he says, she converses with some kind of deity, I think. She chisels questions and there are answers, and she said she was gonna figure out whether I was gonna be of any use to her.
The Steinfang. That's it, Red points up.
I guess so, yeah.
Yes, the name is very literal. It looks like a fang.
I can see that.
I mean, they all do.
Oh, interesting.
There's some script carved into it for those of you who speak giant. The following sentences, if you sort of travel the circumference of this hanging stalactite, you can read them as they wind circuitously around this hanging rock. And it says, "What must I do next to please you, noble father? Do the dream creatures pose any danger to us? Are there any traitors in my clan? Can these puny barbarians be trusted? And is the gnome lying about Loudwater's defenses?"
Whoa. Do the dream creatures... Hey, I've been having dreams, Red says sort of in a hushed tone to Doran.
Hmm.
Do you think the dreams are, like, kind of connected?
Are there answers to these questions also carved?
Well, no.
Oh.
That's why she waits. So I guess it's every new moon she said she's going to wait and find out whether I was being honest with her. Can you read that?
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's one of them. What did you tell her about Loudwater?
Well, she turned tape over.
Ooh, that's a dated reference.
Thanks.
For those of you listening who are born after 2000, audio used to be recorded on magnetic tape.
I was captured by a stone giant and brought to Caelithica. I'm a little embarrassed to say now that you guys seem to have dispatched her so readily, but you're very powerful adventurers.
It was touch and go. You may be stuck in that pouch, didn't see how close we came. We're a little bit punch-struck at the moment, let me tell you.
Yeah, there's some luck there.
Yeah, we're the best.
To save my own skin, I guess, I told her I would tell her about the defenses of Loudwater. I'm ashamed of it now, although I did try my best to make it seem like a really imposing city and that it was going to be super tricky for her to... take down, as it were.
So you were lying about Loudwater.
That's strange.
Well, yeah. What do you mean?
Well, just she was wondering. So it sounds like you must have tricked her enough to at least get her asking a question to the Steinfang.
Well, it sounds like you guys came in the nick of time then, or else I could have been toe jam.
Yeah, I mean, we haven't ran across anybody who escaped the Stone Giants, even by attempting to bribe them with information. That's quite the feat, little one.
Yeah.
Well, I pride myself in my intelligence. I'm actually an inventor. I have a shop in Loudwater. If you can accompany me back there eventually, bring me back to my home.
Absolutely.
I would richly reward you.
Yeah.
Certainly.
Yeah, I mean.
For sure. Maybe.
I can get you back there tomorrow, probably.
We could. I mean, join if you'd like, Jack. Can I roll insight on this guy?
Sure.
17.
He seems genuinely pumped that you guys have come to save him. He definitely looks like an inventor to you. Seems to be honest.
Ah, cool. Yeah. Well, I mean, we'd love to check out your shop. What's the name of it?
It's called Elster's Knickknacks and Kebabs. I sell kebabs also.
And snacks. That's incredible.
Yeah. You haven't sold at kebabs.
It's like tinkering stuff and also like meat on a stick.
Also a shawarma place.
Mm. Honestly, it sounds wonderful. I can't wait to get back to Loudwater.
You're making me more hungry.
Oh, no. I don't have any more instances of create food, sir, dwarf.
My name's Doran.
Right. Your friend said that. I'm sorry.
No, don't be. I'm just telling you.
I introduced you.
Yeah, I know. I know. I just... I'm not great with names either.
He's not.
Elster.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm not great with names either, so that's okay.
Loudwater, eh? So how long have you been there?
The last 80 years or so.
That's a long time.
Yeah, I'm an old guy.
Yeah, you don't look it, though.
How old are you?
You're so little.
312.
Hey. Wow.
Whoa.
Your skincare routine must be amazing.
Thank you. He looks terrible.
Hey, give us just a second alone. Why don't you go over there and check out that pile of rocks.
This pile?
Yeah.
He wanders away.
Yeah. Red turns to the others. Is anyone getting a read on this guy?
No, I can't read giant or gnomish.
No. I mean, like, his overall demeanor, you know? Like, is he trustworthy?
I mean...
Seems odd, right?
I mean, he's more chipper than I would be had I spent a couple of weeks in Kaolithica's pocket. I'll tell you.
Yeah. Smells in there.
Here's my read. He seems totally trustworthy. Like, I have no reason to doubt him. And yet, I also have to be aware that he tricked the Thane into thinking at the very least he was worth keeping alive. So, I might not be smart enough to know that he can't be trusted, but I'm smart enough to know that he tricked her. And Redley points down at the dead stone landing by their feet. Which means, maybe I shouldn't at the very least trust him. And I feel like that is a logic that I can follow, because...
That's a fair deduction.
Let's just get out of here alive and sort it out later. Maybe he'll make us some more grilled cheese sandwiches later.
Ooh.
Doran seemed to enjoy that one.
Yeah, that'd be great. I did. It was delicious. It's probably the best thing I've eaten all month.
It makes you strangely thirsty, Doran.
Yeah.
He poisoned it.
Except it was a little bit salty.
With salt.
Say, speaking of... I want to find that big beer keg that we passed earlier. I mean,
well, we got to think about, and this is maybe critical. Like, Red, how do we want to go present the information about Kaolithica to those other giants out there?
Well, I mean, look, there's people out there that clearly don't want her in charge. They're gonna be happy to know that she's not. And I think I sent Screven out there to get their attention anyway.
Yeah, like. Smash cut to a bloodhawk circling around two stone giants, and they both have their clubs out, and they're like taking swipes at the hawk, easily dodging them.
And
the hawk's
he's like, put some seed out. I'll give you yes or no answers. Come on.
They don't know. How come you don't get it? Why are giants so dumb?
So they should be back any minute if Screven does his job, her job, their job, its job. Look. I think it makes the most sense to let this all play out the way it's going to play out. I don't imagine all the stone giants are going to be happy that the barbarians are here. Let's just sneak by and try not to cause too much of an alarm.
Yeah.
We don't want to put a new ruler in charge. That can't be on us. I say we loot and get the hell out.
Yeah.
Yeah. I agree, but isn't that also what we're doing? Putting someone new in charge? And then the whole thing here? The ordning?
It's not up to us to choose who to put in charge, I don't
think. I don't really understand the whole assignment, I'd be honest with you.
What did we do with Grudhog?
Grudhog,
we destroyed their base.
She fell into a pile of pig shit and died there, presumably. And then you guys just peaced out.
Yeah, true. No, but we disrupted the dam.
Yeah, you blew the dam. That's right. Yeah, you actually destroyed Grudhog.
Yes, but... Mm. I don't get the impression that stone giants are decimating resources in the same way.
Well, recall the siege of Golden Fields. That was hill giants.
That was hill giants taking food.
Yes. Yeah. So regardless of the genre of giants, they're all fucking with the small folk.
Look no further than Alistair Noggins, who was stuck in a pocket for a while.
Do it for Alistair.
Wait, do what for Alistair?
No.
We can't destroy the Stone Giant Fortress.
But I think this is a very different place, too. Like, it's in that it was here before Kaelithica, I think, is the vibe I'm getting.
That's what I mean. Like, I think killing the Thane and letting them sort it out makes more sense than trying to find someone to replace them.
Yes.
Yeah, no, I would agree. It's not
I don't know. Like, this is where it gets to a weird level of like, do we want to start fucking interviewing stone giants and be like,
to be fair, if you guys want to hold like elections, let me know and I can prepare something. But I don't have that.
You need to hold a by-election first.
Well, like, Mari and I can head out there and I can tell them what's up, send them in here, and that will give us a moment to snatch whatever's in that eye you spotted, Mari. I can just scale up the side as long as no one's there to watch.
Good point.
And then when they're in here, you know, maybe they can shed some light on him.
Do you know this guy?
Through slitted eyes.
Alistair's like full out sitting on the ground, like looking at a pile of rocks going through each.
I don't know. Look. Veranda got turned to stone when she came across stone giants. You're telling me this guy somehow convinced them to bring him back to the leader with just talking about loud? What? He's not even the mayor. He's like somebody who owns a shop. That doesn't seem weird to all
of
you? It
does seem weird. And like the fact that he seems unharmed tells me that
I'm not saying he's evil. I'm just saying, look,
no,
he's clearly smarter than me.
I think he's more.
Oh, I see. Okay, I see what's threatening Red.
Do you guys remember the child mayor of Rassilantar?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there was a kid.
I'm in charge.
I'm the mayor.
I'm the mayor. Sorry. Well,
go on.
I forgot about that. Yeah.
Maybe Doran and I and Alistair will wait in here to see if there's anything we can make out of the rest of the scratches. I want to see if we can find any answers.
Yeah. And I'll watch his hands to make sure he's not doing anything finicky. Or what's the word I'm looking for?
Who, me or?
No, not you. The gnome.
Yeah, watch Jack, Doran. I don't trust him. Mm-hmm. Maybe he's already got the whammy put on him. Maybe the minute Alistair's hands were free, he cast something on the wizard.
Maybe he's really the Thane and he was just controlling the giant. Oh.
Maybe the Thane was a giant puppet. Look for strings.
Red, at this point, your hunter's mark falters and fails. The giant that was in the mud has died.
That's awesome.
Yep.
Oh, also that other guy died.
Look over the edge down into the dark at the bubbling mud with nothing on the surface. Be like, oh.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, good riddance.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Mari and I will go outside and send the other two in here. But clearly, Screaming's not doing a very good job.
We'll search this cavern good, see if there's anything else, and then get out of the giant's way when they come in here.
Cool. Hey, and even if nobody wants to use that weapon, we should take it, because it's got some serious whammy potential.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, actually.
Stick it in the portable hole.
Yep.
Sure.
Jack unfolds the hole from his pocket. It starts as a handkerchief size, and pretty soon, with a couple of folds, becomes a 10-foot circle, and he loads the club down into it and folds it back up.
I'll see you soon, my love.
Alistair wanders over and he's like, what is that?
It's a portable hole. You can just put it on any surface and it makes a nice big hole in extra dimensional space. It's pretty cool.
But don't go in there.
Yeah, but anyone who touches it, that's not us, immediately disintegrates.
Tell me more. And he like sits down beside you to get the finer points of this magic item.
Ah, Red walks away. He always tells too much. He just gives everything away. The whole
My mom made it. And you can tell it's elven made by the stitching along the edge of the hole. Like,
his mom didn't make it. It was all for me and he took it.
It's always
Mari.
About the hole.
He's so
it's
full
always
of shit.
About
don't
the
listen
hole
to him.
With you guys.
Oh my, you have no idea. Let me tell you. Let me tell you all about the hole.
It's always about the hole.
And I'll tell you about the decanter of endless water too that he snatched and gave away.
Outside, the two giants are, one of them has got a palm out and Screeven is perched on top of it, pecking at seeds, and the two giants are just shaking their heads at each other.
Howdy. Red says in giant.
Yeah, and Murray just waves because she knows she's just she's going to be just blind for the next little bit.
Has the Thane been deposed?
Yes, if that means killed.
And what are your next plans, little ones?
Hey, look, we were sent here to fulfill your god's demands, and that was it. However, I highly recommend you go in there and say your piece to the body before it parts this world. We remember hearing rumblings of when we were sent by, you know, him, and Red gestures up to the statue, forgetting the name, that the people who were destined to be the true change of the Stone Giants were meant to be there just after the Thane's demise or something along this line.
You mentioned earlier that you were in league with the barbarians here.
Oh, well, that was a bit of a, you know, hey, listen, when we approached you, we weren't entirely sure one way or another if you were like the Thane in there willing to attack us. But no, the long and short of it is we're out of here now. We're done. We're going to do a quick sweep to make sure we didn't leave anybody behind, and then we're out.
We will be emptying this place of them.
I think that's a smart call. They're brutal, vicious creatures. The barbarians, you know, they're terrible. And anyone who knows about the barbarians, equally terrible people.
BBB, EGG. Just let me tell you.
Jack's not here. It feels so good not to hear his voice in my ear right now.
I thank you. I thank you for your help in this matter, but for your own safety, I must recommend you leave this place as soon as you can.
Oh, we will. My friend here's hurt, so... And Red, just like in common, is like, Mara, you're hurt.
Oh, my leg.
she just needs a moment to rest.
Flops a little bit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, oh, she... Well, we just thought calming in the rivers of the god that sent us here for a moment just to take a, you know, a respite would help her leg heal.
Red, like, looks down at your leg. It's just like...
No, she's just like a, like, one leg, like, oh, bent. No. And she sort of moves a bit and just drags it behind her. But even though she was clearly walking the rest of the time.
It's a real exaggerated...
Red, look, like, takes his claw and, like, stabs it into the back of your leg a little bit and, like, twists. So it, like, actually hurts.
Why? Why?
Yeah, they Stop nod it. At each other. They don't seem to really care about Mari. And then they pick up their great clubs and begin to walk south down the river without a backward glance at you.
Couldn't have sold it a little more.
You could have just pinched me or something. You didn't have to.
I did.
There's going to be a hole in this, and she uses mending to fix the hole, like, where he, like, poked through her clothes.
Oh, wow. I guess that is a good spell.
Okay, back to Alistair and Jack. Alistair's inside of the portable hole now, like, looking at the stuff that you have.
No, you got to get out. I got to fold it up. We're
Close it.
We got to look at the rest of this place. There's giants
coming. Can I just... This is so... I've never seen anything like it. He's...
Here, let me give you a handout, and we'll talk about it at camp later, but this is still the middle of a very dangerous spot, and you're a little nonchalant about it. I thought that was kind of fine, but now it's getting on my nerves, too.
It's fine. I mean, yeah, all right. Just give me your hand. And he reaches up. You can see him deep in the depths of your magical hole, like hopping to try to catch hold of your hand.
I give him a quick pat down to make sure he didn't steal any of my books, and I...
Ooh, he likes it.
Fold the hole back up.
I've been so lonely.
You've been close to Kaelithica for a long time. I get that.
I missed human touch.
Doran watches the gnome get out of the hole, and he says, listen, I hope you don't mind our tabaxi friend there. Listen, he used to be an assassin who was trying to kill me, so obviously he doesn't really trust anyone he meets, you know? So...
We can tell you more of our secrets, too. Do you want to... What else?
Oh, man.
Shit, and we held...
I love that juxtaposed with Red being like, he always says too much. He always gives everything away.
So you're from Loudwater.
My bank numbers are 212. You say you're a
All right,
prince,
fine,
eh?
Fine, you're right. You win. I get it. I tasted my own medicine.
Yeah. That's all I want from that scene, I think.
Yeah.
Back to Red and Mari. So you're scaling up this waterfall.
Yeah, Red's climbing up halfway and he's reaching. I can't... This Look, it's smooth water. I can't grab beyond the nose here.
Mari's sort of at a distance and she casts Shape Water, which creates like a small little blob of water that then freezes.
Nice.
Oh. Just a little handhold. She just from a distance gives a thumbs up.
Cool, thank you. Yeah, and Red uses the ice handhold to get up the last little way.
Yeah.
And reaches into the eye socket and removes whatever's inside.
Mm-hmm. There is a crystal ball embedded within the iris of this stone giant statue. It pries away fairly easily at your grasp.
Red pulls this thing out. What color is it?
It's an orb of granite, but it shines in the sun like it's made of some kind of rare jewel.
Yeah, and Red pulls it out and sort of just looks at it for a second in front of him. He's like, wow. And then he turns around, like, with one hand still holding the rock, and he's like, Mara, you have to see! And the orb falls from his hand all the way down to the stone in front of the statue and smashes on the rock into, like, a million different pieces. And Red's like, oh, no! And then the minor illusion he casts stops, and he's like, and he pulls up the real stone.
Come on.
She like said tucked into his chest. You should have seen your face. You should have seen it.
I was like, she's prepping like a spell to like stop it, and it just shoots through like the little geyser she's created trying to break the fall. And she's like, what? This should have worked.
Red slides down with one hand, and he hands her the stone.
Oh my God.
Your face was priceless.
Draw a picture, it lasts longer.
I don't have to. And he cast minor illusion of Mari's face when she thought that she had lost.
Oh no. Just Red's character.
It's just like Mari. Heart, and she's like, no. And he's like, I'll look at this tonight.
Why am I on a skateboard? Why am I at the beach?
I don't know. It's how I was taught. There you go. What is it?
Can I do like an arcana check or?
You're holding a magic item. You can just tell whenever you're holding something that is magical. It's got this...
Yeah.
It's not electricity, but there's a buzz, something strange about it.
Yeah.
And you feel that in your hands as you hold it. But you would need to attune to this item to be able to figure out what it does. So now you are in possession of not one, but two magic items whose identity you will have to ascertain with a short rest.
Mari, between you and I, this is yours, whatever it is, Red says. But just in case they, I don't know, have some sort of significance, let's throw it in the bag of holding until we leave. And plus, you're attuning to that other thing anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's got a rock taped to her head. No, I don't know what attuning looks like. No, she's got it in her pocket, and it's just sort of bouncing around in there. But yeah, she gives it back to Red, and he just chucks it into the bag, and she hears like a horn honk. The sound of an accordion.
Just a chicken flies away.
Every time.
Oh, that's honky.
Yeah.
Pigeon comes out.
Stevie squeaks.
Oh.
Hey, move over, Stevie, if you don't want to get hit by things. Anyway, I don't know. You know, we took this thing from their god's eye. They might care. But, oh, speaking of, hand me that stone over there. And Red, like, just gestures to, like, a nearby stone.
Oh, all right. And Maria chucks it over.
Thanks. Cast your little ice on this so it looks shiny as well.
And so, yeah, she does cast some shape water around it to give it, like, a sheen.
Perfect. I'll put this bad boy back where we found it. And just in case, Red climbs back up, shoves a similar-looking stone that now has a similar-looking sheen on it into the eye hole.
Excellent.
I hope he remembers that ice melts.
Yeah. But we're in the far north, and it's winter all around.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there's running water, but whatever.
Whatever. Who cares?
Cool.
Hey, I used to be a thief. That's another story. Red slides back down.
What?
Apart from the treasure that Kayla Ithaca was carrying, the Steinfang, and the statues whose likenesses you have already seen in many other chambers, there's not a ton of like secrets to find or specific details to investigate in this room. So what would you two like to be doing when we come back on your scene?
They said something about the answers appear in the next new moon to these questions or something. When is that?
5 days from now.
Jack's like got a stick and he's doing all these calculations on the dirt ground.
Yeah. I wonder how detailed the answers are going to be. Because like the only question on here, and Jack is pontificating to Doran.
Mm-hmm.
The only question on here that I think is really fascinating, like, is this one about dream creatures.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I don't necessarily know what Scorius wants to tell her. I don't care. I don't care if there's traitors. I don't care if the barbarians can be trusted. And, you know, we already know Alistair was lying about the defenses. It's just about the dream.
Yeah, dream creatures. Yeah.
But I don't know that I want to wait 5 days, especially not with your mom.
Days, yeah.
Like she is.
No, mom. What would you say? My mom.
Oh, no, I get it. I've talked to Doran for a while. I understand when you're a soundboard and also thinking about beer.
Alistair is like scrambling down these steps to try to follow Doran around the room a little bit, just to kind of see what this dwarf is all about. But they're 10-foot ledges. So It, every one of them is a separate journey.
He's taking so much damage.
I imagine he and I are both trying to follow Doran, because I don't want Doran to get too far away where it looks like I'm yelling at him across the room. It needs to be a comfortable conversation distance as I talk to him and he doesn't listen to me. So there's that element of like being led somewhere just because he's going there and I don't want to be alone here.
I do that all the time in this house.
So I'm sort of trailing behind Doran at a comfortable distance, and if Alistair needs like a boost down or a hand up or something, away we go.
And Doran's standing in front of the stone statue that's still standing in the room, and he's inspecting it.
Absolutely roll stone cutting on these statues. I don't think you have.
Listen, we're all here for the stone cutting rolls. Let's just fucking...
Yeah.
If we rebranded now, Dice Shame would be a thing of the past, and we would call this stone cutting. So, I'm in.
Honestly, kind of a great band name.
Honestly, not a bad name.
Red and the Stone Cutters. Wait. Sounds different.
I liked Doran's foursome more than that.
Stone cunning linguists.
I was gonna say,
ooh.
It's gonna be a 15.
15. Doran, you can tell based on the way that these statues have crumbled to pieces that they are actually dead, fossilized stone giants.
Yeah, I don't know. They don't look carved. I think. And he walks up and he touches them. You know, if I didn't know any better, I'd say they weren't carved at all or natural. It looks like they were, looks like they were once giants and they've become, and he sort of knocks on it. Maybe it's a bit hollow sounding.
Yeah, I guess it reminds me of a story I heard once. Old giants never die. I guess they just turned to stone here.
Yeah.
Did you want to roll a history or something? I feel like that's Jack's proclivity at this moment.
I'd love to. 18.
Jack, you've heard of something called Astoria. Maybe you read one book one time that mentioned it.
Uh-huh.
So you don't know a ton about it, but Astoria was the giant empire that existed at the same time as the dragon empire, basically. They were like two forces that were ruling the world in constant competition with each other. And these fossilized stone giants may have been part of that empire many, many ages ago.
Wow, this place has been here a long time, Doran.
Yeah.
Like it's
almost
as old as the dwarves are old, you know? Like it's got some real history to it.
I'd say. So what do you think, that these were once giants? And then they just like fossilized or something?
Yeah, maybe.
Huh.
Maybe other Thanes or something that just retired or... You know,
well, if you notice those three, and he points around the room, they crumbled when we were attacking the Stone Thane giant there. They're directly linked. I wonder if she was feeding off some sort of life force. Ugh. He sort of shudders as he looks up.
Yeah, I bet Kaolithica was pretty well connected to him.
Ugh. That's kind of creepy, eh?
Interesting.
Red and Mara, you enter back into this dark expanse, into this huge cavern, and you don't see them anymore. They're too far away now. But
I can hear Jack mumbling away somewhere over in the distance. I don't think Doran's responding to him right now.
I don't know. It sounds like...
Now he is. You're talking about stones. I think I hear them over there. Let's catch up.
Yeah, wander back over.
Oh, hey. So, how did it go with the... The cooperating giants, we'll call them.
Oh, it was great. They're on the way in here, I think. They wanted to deal some damage to the barbarians, so let's steer clear.
Yeah.
And we got our little... And Red taps the bag of holding. Well, Mari's. But we also replaced it just in case they got curious.
The crystal?
Yeah. We don't know what it is yet, but I think it's powerful.
Huh.
Yeah.
It is stone.
Oh.
It's not crystal.
Stone, eh?
But we're not going to take it for granted.
Are Skardra and Bildra coming in here, or where did they head?
I don't know. I thought they were, but they didn't. They're probably coming in here after us. They must have taken the long way around.
Well, what do you say we go that way? And Doran kind of points south.
Yeah, let's take the Luton Trail.
He sees a barrel just past where, almost where he can see.
Ooh, barrel.
And says, I wonder if that's more of that beer. I'm going to check it out. And he kind of runs off very excitedly like a little kid.
He's like that. can see you. I assume that Alistair is just watching him do this.
I think Alistair's really taken a liking to Doran, maybe because they share kind of a similar stature.
Height?
He's quite a bit shorter than Doran.
They can see eye to eye with each other.
And he's like skinny and I'm thick, eh?
It's cute.
It's that tall, small vibe.
Do you like beer? He says to Alistair.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, well, I'll wait till we try some of this beer. I hope this is beer. You know, I really like beer. There's a beer over there in the other cavern, but I hope this is a beer in here, too. This is when we can get some of this beer. Maybe there's a different kind of beer in there. Then we'll get two different kinds of beer.
I love that you're so beer motivated.
Well, yeah, I am.
No shame in that.
Cool. We all head south along the perimeter of this room towards a tunnel that leads south. Kind of echoing from down the tunnel, you hear the sounds of combat.
Oh.
Oh.
That might be our giant friends over there, I feel like.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe good to steer clear.
Yeah, that's probably a good call. Hey, Alistair, do you have a weapon on you?
I don't, but I have a couple spells.
Oh.
Oh, you're a magic person.
Hmm. Well, yeah, how else did you think I made that awesome grilled cheese sandwich?
Well, I just mean to say...
Hey, he's got a point. I thought maybe...
I don't know. I'm not very smart.
I can cure wounds and do a couple things like that.
What would you say you are? Like a cleric or a wizard or a sorcerer or a demon?
I'm a necromancer.
I would probably... if I had to classify myself, probably like a cool inventor.
Oh, an artificer. So you can defend yourself then if something happened?
I mean, I can make my own way a little bit, sort of, yeah.
Okay, cool.
But I put it this way. I don't think I'm going to make it out of the mountains without you guys.
Don't you worry. You just stick with us and you will make it out of these mountains.
Thanks, yeah. Doran. And he tries to give you a high five.
And Doran gives him a low five.
That's his head, friend. His hand's over here. Hey, so you were taken, were you outside Loudwater or on the road, or where were you taken?
I was, actually. I was outside Loudwater. I was doing a little bit of research.
You must have been pretty far from Loudwater. I mean, that's a few days away.
Not too far. I was about half a day's journey away from town.
Oh, doing research on what?
Performing some experiments.
Oh, but you have a shop in town.
Yep.
So what... who watches the shop when you're away?
Oh, I just close it. I mean, I do have an automaton, but he's... Most people don't really interact very well with him. Or rather, I should say he doesn't really interact very well with the customers. There's been some incidents.
Okay.
No further questions.
Just gonna leave it at that.
I just because it's so much fun to think this automaton kills people, and they're just like, all right, well, that makes sense, I guess.
Yeah,
just landed. It was the okay that sold it. Oh fuck.
Yeah.
Doran, you're trying to tap this keg.
Yeah. Is it?
Yeah. Great. Orc splitter makes quick work of it. There's nothing in there, but you tap an empty keg. So that's
damn.
It.
I really want to make it back to the other side of the mountain.
It's
there.
It's filled with regret.
The only thing that's in there is dust that smells like beer.
Beer dust?
It once was beer.
Dust beer.
This was beer. It's dried up.
Doran's favorite seasoning.
It was a beautiful light ale. Brewed about 6 months ago.
I can still smell the malt.
It's been drunken.
Wow.
Yeah, they were going to use this one again. Yeah, it was just finished a few weeks ago. It was pushed back in here after drying out in the sun. Yeah, the bees got to it. Okay, let's keep moving.
The bees got to it?
Wow, awesome. Doran. Good night's rest and smelling beer.
Step back, Jack. I'm going to tell you some stuff.
That's my new go-to for things when something's wrong is the bees got to it.
Yeah, Doran's got a special spell. It's called beer cunning.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me, how old was this beer?
Ooh, it's a
should
red
we
ale.
Sneak through this room or should we go around? I'm thinking we sneak through the room.
They're gonna be distracted. Let's just keep moving. Keep our heads down. These stone giants want these barbarians out, and these barbarians are gonna be defending themselves. Neither should give a shit about us.
All right, lead the way, Red.
What? Oh, okay. Red leads the way with Screven on his shoulder.
Aw.
Oh, he's back.
As you walk down this twisting stone corridor filled with the reliefs that have now become familiar to you in Deadstone Cleft, the whorls and maze-like patterns these stone giants seem to imbue every surface with, you pass through into a large chamber. It looks like probably somewhere where the barbarians usually make their homes. The far south of the chamber, there is a burning bonfire. And there are several passageways that lead out from this room, one to the east, one to the west. The one to the east have sounds of battle directly outside. It seems like all of the occupants of this chamber have been drawn elsewhere. And in fact, as you move further into the room, you see a barbarian hurtle through the air and land in a wet pile. Probably thrown by a stone giant recently.
Oh!
Hard pass.
Hey, remember when I almost got thrown by a stone giant? That probably was what I would have looked like.
I was good.
Let's not bring back the trauma of the last 10 minutes ago.
Yeah. And Doran keeps on scooting by.
Let's just wait here for a moment. Wait for the fighting to die down just a little bit. Let's take a look around.
Uh-huh.
You scoot through into an adjacent room, and you find yourself in a side cavern lit by a torch that's been mounted to a wall. There are two giant-sized tables on the north side of the room, so they're about 15 feet off the ground. If there are items on the table, it would be impossible for you to see from where you're standing. However, this cave is uniquely beautiful because the light that is cast from this torch shatters and refracts all over the ceiling and walls. There are gems and flecks of minerals embedded everywhere.
Huh. Oh, this is like a dwarven dream.
Whoa, I've never been in here. And he scampers up to a wall and immediately starts trying to pick out a gem.
And Red just like side mouth to the other was, it's like, look, you might want to trust this guy, but just keep a hand on your valuables.
Jack can't help but walk up to a wall, too, and try and see if he can get any part of it to divulge up its treasures with a casting of mold earth.
And Red turns to Mari and Doran and says, Jack has been eyeing our stuff for a little while. Keep an eye on him as well.
I mean, if you wake up in the portable hole, you'll know what happened.
You're all
so.
Treasures to me.
If I don't wake up at all, I'll know what happened.
Your casting of mold earth dislodges some loose sand from the wall, but it seems like all of these gems are ensconced in stone. You would need some kinds of tools to be able to chip them out appropriately.
We're not going to worry about all these, are we? Let's just keep moving.
Yeah, if we're keeping moving, let's go.
I mean, put it this way, if we're ever hard up for money, I know where to come back.
If we were stuck in this room waiting for stuff to die down in the other room, Jack would break out his little excavator's pick and do something. But if we got a place to go, let's go.
Jack, how much would you value the gems in here?
Oh, I mean, we're probably just the tip of the iceberg. If this is what's on the surface, you got to imagine what's locked in stone. If you were to, like, have an enterprise
Doran,
here, you could...
how much would you value the gems in here?
That's about 15,000 gold.
Ah. You know, this might be a good play if we ever need something to get out. You know, we know the location about $15,000 worth of gold.
15,000 gold's worth of gems.
Hey, but look down here. Doran sees a passage entrance to the south, and he says, hey, maybe we should scoot down this way as opposed to going back in that room with the fire and the giants fighting.
Yep, I agree. Location saved for future knowledge.
So how'd you come up with that estimate, Doran? Jack says, following him far enough behind that he can definitely know Doran hears him, but is not expecting an answer.
Well, we had a lot of family that were in the gem business, and you know, you can walk into a room.
Are you guys sure? You're just gonna leave all of this here?
Oh yeah.
You can stay and pick it out if you'd like.
Oh no! I'll come with you. And he looks back over his shoulders at the glimmering room as the four of you leave.
Doran kind of puffs up his chest a bit. He says, well, when you found as much gold and treasure as we have, you don't really...
And Red elbows him in the stomach.
I mean, as seen as much as we have, because we didn't take any of it, because we don't have anything with us. We only...
Red elbows him again.
It belongs in a museum.
We need to go. Yes. Museums.
You all slide down this ledge and through another stone passageway to yet another cavern. This room is also open to the sky. There are a couple of pools of cold water here and there on the stone ground.
Oh, it is cold.
Three dead, fossilized stone giants in alcoves line the west wall of this room. And in the center, a huge slab of pale gray stone.
Oh.
Like a ritual table where they'd lay someone out? Or is it like a tomb? Or
sarcophagus?
What?
It's a great question.
It's a concrete slab.
Oh. Stone giant's it's no about, concrete. That's what? Huge, if true.
It's about 20 feet on the short side of the rectangle and maybe 35 feet on the long side. So this is a very imposing piece of stone. And all along its four sides that you can observe, there are stone giant-sized handprints in indentations pressed in to the slab.
Mm, looks like some giant craft work.
Can I roll history on this, them being my favorite enemy?
You're very favey.
My boys. Fave.
That is a 19.
Okay.
Hey.
Red, you are able to piece together that this is the resting place of the very first Thane who would have ever resided in Deadstone Cleft. You don't know their name, but this piece of stone here is monumentally important to stone giants who live here.
Red walks over and just sort of softly runs his hand on the concrete, which isn't concrete.
And then you disappear.
Oh no.
Red, everything else stops. You are pulled irresistibly into this tomb and are trapped within the stone.
Oops.
Once again to our wonderful Patreon supporters, Adam Fry, Amanda Kitchener, Amy Garza, Anne, Atholagoth, Cecil Lee Wilson, Jerry Rose Anderson, Christopher, Colin Burkhart, Crow, Casey, D.S., Dippity, Elizabeth H., Flynn, Gareth Bradshaw, Haley again, Harper the Marks, Indrid Hartley, Jekyll, J.D., Joy Robinson, Jory, K.R., KM, Cade, Lasagna, Last Ruth on the left, Leader J, Lizzie Demon, Lorelei Feldman, Matilda Rushing, Melinda Curley, Moon, Melissa, Merlin, Sam C, Regan, Ren, Ruth Ann Reed, Scotty, S-Ray 96, Tony Pepperoni, Xander Morning Dove, Zephyrus, and Zach House.
Woo!
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, I'm Guy Raz, and on my show, Wisdom from the Top, I talk with CEOs and business leaders about the toughest challenges of their careers.
There's lots of ways to measure success.
Sometimes a company has to bet against itself.
We wanted to set ourselves apart by having a point of view.
Businesses really impact people's lives in pretty fundamental ways.
On Wisdom from the Top, some of the greatest business leaders of our time share their intimate stories of leadership, innovation, and transformation. Stories you won't hear anywhere else. Check out Wisdom from the Top only on Luminary. Now, back to your show.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.